good song, and first time I ever heard it was him singing. I guess Ben is playing all them parts, not Ben Sell, Benjamin Sell, but Ben, yeah. He plays all them instruments and stuff like that right there. I don't know how he does it at one time. I seen a man on one time that had this girl song. What was his name back over here? Over our other side of Bethel, back down in there. You know where I'm talking about? It had some kind of girl's home, boy's home. Maybe it wasn't a girl's or boy's. Maybe it was just maybe, you know who I'm talking about? And the guy there, he sang. He came here at one time at Bethel and was blowing a French harp. He had it set to where he's blowing that. And he had another thing out here where he was beating a drum with a foot. This side over here, he was jingling some kind of deal in that right there. He said, folks, before this is through, you're going to find out that I'm using everything but my brain. And so, I always thought, huh? Is that it? Howard Bass. I knew you'd finally think about it. You'll probably end up there if you don't start sharpening up your... I don't even know if he's still... Is he still alive? I don't think so either. All right, yeah. But I remember, he was a jovial creature. Take your Bible, if you will. Let me see if I can get this turned on. Take your Bible, if you will, the book of Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter number 1. You find the place you're able to stand. Galatians chapter number 1. And it's good to be saved, to know the Lord and the free pardon of sins. Good to get together and to be able to worship God in spirit and truth. Hear the songs of Zion. And to stir up old memories in days gone by. And that's a good memory, by the way, and so we'll leave it there. Galatians 1, verse 6, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ into another gospel. And then notice, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you that would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, in other words, if you hear an angel preaching something different than the Apostle Paul preached or the apostles were preaching, then if we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And as we had said before, I'll say now again, that if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that we have received, let him be accursed. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you, Lord, how good it is to be in the house of God. Bind the devil of a demon assigned to hinder, we plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. Right every wrong, and Lord, help us to exalt and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, and be seated. Excuse me. In the lesson, I'm going to preach tonight on my gospel, your gospel. Now, the other night, over there in Ephesians chapter 1, do not turn there, but he talked about how that the last time we were talking about the gospel, he talked about the word of the gospel of your salvation. And let me tell you right now, don't pitch me that bottle of water by you. Make sure the lid's turned on it good. Are you a pretty good chunker? Yeah, that's pretty good. That ain't bad. And so anyhow, can you throw a hammer that good? You can't? Mm-mm. He can't. He said he couldn't. Anyhow, we talked about over there the gospel of your salvation. You know, the gospel's real whether you believe it or don't. But when you do believe it and you do receive it in the free pardon of sin, now it's not just the gospel, it's my gospel. See, it's part of my life. I want to say to you that whenever we begin to look into this lesson here, that I want to say that Jesus Christ said, repent and believe the gospel. You know, the reason why people don't believe the gospel and get saved, not willing to repent, to turn from where they came from or what they're doing. And let me say to you, God grants repentance and God gives faith. Now, let me tell you, the gospel will save your soul. It'll solidify your life. It'll strengthen you in the inner man. It'll be settled in the direction that you're going. I don't know about you, but I'm thrilled about whenever I'm listening to these girls and boys, young men and young women singing the gospel and singing about the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me tell you what it does is it makes me get ready to hear the preaching of the word of the Lord. Sometimes when people like the Sunday school teacher erroneously said, you know, it was a song that he heard that saved him. No, it wasn't. According to the Bible said that God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. not a sad puppy dog story or tale. Somebody died, and all of that right there may be in and of itself a good point to throw in every now and again to clear up a message or to clear up the point of a message. But I got to tell you right now, it better be the gospel of Jesus Christ that gets your attention and that opens up your understanding for your need for Christ. Now, over there in the book of Revelation, you ain't got to turn there, but you could if you like. It's in Revelation 14, and it's in about verse number 6. I wanted to look at it just for a second with you so that you'll know that we've already had by the Apostle Paul the inspiration of God. He said that though that a man or even an angel were to preach any other gospel than we've already preached, let him be accursed. Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. Here's what he said in the passage there. I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Now I want you to see that, the everlasting gospel. I was visiting in a church years ago, and you'd be surprised at some of the crazy questions that churches and people that are growing up that are ignorant of the Bible, that they'll ask. Now, I was young and hadn't been saved and in the ministry long, but the word of an everlasting gospel, and they said, well, now, you know, this is obviously going to be a different gospel. No, it's not. We've already read tonight in our text, there's not another. It don't matter when it was, if it's an everlasting thing that's preached in Revelation or if it's a present thing in my gospel or your gospel, it's the gospel which is not another, the Bible said, that we've already read. And let me tell you, there are others that would make you think that. Let me tell you what it says here in this lesson that you're looking at. The everlasting gospel, first of all, it ought to be preached everywhere. To people that are dwelling in the earth, every nation ought to hear it. Every kindred ought to hear it. Every tongue ought to hear it. Every people ought to hear it. The gospel of Jesus Christ, friend. And I don't care that it's after the church is gone, or I don't care if while the church is at home, is that the gospel is but one thing, and it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it. Now, over in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, there's a passage there that you ought to look at just so you can get it cleared up. In chapter number 2, verse number 8, and here's what the Bible says in the passage. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead, look at it, according to my gospel. Now there's only one gospel. And let me tell you, there's only one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, and that is in the person of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when you get saved by the grace of God, it's by the gospel. That's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. Now, in the book of Romans, if you want to look there real quickly, it's over there in chapter 16. In the book of Romans, in chapter number 16, there's a passage there that we ought to be looking at, verse 24. In the lesson that we're looking at this there, you'll find the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now, to him that is of the power to establish you according to my gospel. And this isn't something Paul the Apostle, when he says my gospel, that's simply an indication by the phrase my gospel that he didn't just hear it now independently in the far off. It's now become part of his life. It's reached down and snatched him as a brand from the burning. And let me tell you right now, it's according to my gospel because of the fact now that he knows him and the free pardon of sin. And the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Now notice in Romans in chapter 10, Romans chapter 10 verse 8, we're always talking about that over there, and we're always telling people about, you know, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, so forth and on. But let me say to you, while you look in Romans chapter number 10, verse 8. But what saith it, talking about, he said, the word is nigh thee even to thy mouth. In thine heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Do you believe that tonight? Do you believe it? that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's the gospel, friend. The death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him should not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich in all that call upon him. Now, isn't that something? People say, well, you know, that's for the Jew. He said, Jew or Greek, that's what he said. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, when you look at that, you begin to recognize that he said all of that's according to my gospel. He heard it, he embraced it, he received it, and now he's preaching it to a lost and dying world that's round about. Over there in the book of Romans in chapter 2, in about verse number 16, he reminds us again when he says that, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is, no, that's chapter 1, excuse me, chapter 2, verse 16. In the day whenever God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, look at it, according to my gospel. Now, you don't have to receive what the Lord said. If you don't want to believe him, that's going to, he'll afford you the luxury and the privilege of it for now. But one day, the very word, the very gospel that you've refused will stand as your judge in that last day. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, this Bible taught in our text that we were looking at is that if any preaches any other gospel than what I preach to you. And you know, I don't understand for the life of me is that we pass people all the time up and down the road of life, and they're just blind as a bat. You know, the devil's got them blinded and got their blinders on them. And I was talking namely, I was talking to people that are in the Campbellite or the Church Without Christ, I call it the Church of Christ movement. And they believe that you're saved by water baptism. Did you know that Roman Catholics and just about every other religion you can mention up and down the road of life believe that? And let me tell you right now is that salvation's not in the Baptist stream. In fact, is the baptism is forbidden until you have believed on the Lord with all of your heart. In fact, is that's what Philip, whenever he went down there with that Ethiopian eunuch and he preached Jesus out of the book of Isaiah to him, and somehow or another he preached about baptism, and whenever they came to a pool of water, the eunuch said, look, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized? And you'll find Philip told him, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. Now, here's the thing that really has got me befuddled. And I've asked several, I'm going to ask several more, Lord permitting, down up and down the road of life. Now, here's what they believe. They believe that you're going to have to go through this process in order to be saved, which means repentance and faith and water baptism. Got to have it. If you're going to go to heaven, you're going to have that. All right, then if you don't use it, you can lose it. Now, my question is simply this right here. Now, if I lose my salvation, do I have to go through all that process again about believing in and receiving in and baptism again? Oh, no. Yes, next time all you have to do is repent. Well, hold on a minute now. If I'm lost and going to hell the second time, just like you said, if I'm lost without God, if I'm headed to hell because I'm lost, just as lost as I was the first time around, don't it stand to reason that if I had to have all that the first run, that I need that the second run too? And whenever they'll tell you, oh no, but that's not the way we believe it. Well, see, what's happening to you, sir or ma'am or whoever that you are, that's two different ways of salvation. And let me tell you right now, make no mistake about it, you're going to find out that religion, religious people, they've always got some kind of something or another. And the reason that they do is because of the fact that they feel better about themselves because they thought they've worked it out with God all right. Now I'm going to say in closing tonight, God said there'll be some that want to pervert the gospel. That's by adding to or subtracting from it. And that's what that's about. And said, if any comes to you, I don't care if it's an angel, preaches any other gospel, let him be accursed. That's what the Bible said, the severity of it. There's a passage over there in the book of 2 Thessalonians, if you'd like to turn to that. And in the book of 2 Thessalonians, in chapter number 2, and it's in about verse number 14. And anyhow, I'll give you a moment to find that as I myself am flipping to it. Chapter 2, and here we go in verse number 14. The Bible says, whereunto that he called you, look, by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you something, whenever the gospel's being preached, buddy, there's a calling takes place. And as the calling does take place, you're going to find out is that it draws men to the cross of Calvary that they might be granted repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I got to tell you as we get ready to close is that you don't have to believe the gospel, but if you don't, then you're going to be sent strong. Look in verse number 11, same chapter, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The Bible said back up to verse 10, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, I want to say to you that if you look at that, I've got some kinfolks. Most of them are dead and in hell if they died like they lived. But I can remember whenever they were still alive and they wanted to call themselves Sovereign Grace Baptists, Hard Shell Baptists. Talk about people, you know, just live like they wanted to live, went where they wanted to go, did what they wanted to do, looked like they wanted to look. No regard for God, the Bible, good, right, moral, and decent. And then would look you and assure you, I'm not worried about it. I'm going to live like I want to live, have some fun. If it's meant for me to go to heaven, I will. If it ain't, I won't. I said, well, that isn't what the Bible said. In fact, look in verse 12 of the same, the Bible said, verse 11. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should all believe a lie, that they all might be damned. And why? Who believed not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, these are not people here that were born to go to heaven or born to go to hell. These are people here heard the gospel and refused it and became hardened in their heart. God sent them a strong delusion they should believe a lie and to be damned because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to know Jesus in the free pardon of sin. I don't deserve to go to heaven, but I'm going. I'm going. I've been saved by the grace of God. You don't deserve to go to heaven, but if you're saved, you're going. Over there in the book of Galatians 2, don't turn there, in chapter number 2 and verse number 7, Paul the Apostle said that he had the gospel of the uncircumcision that was given unto him to preach to those that were Gentiles. He also in that passage said that Simon Peter had the gospel of circumcision committed unto him. Now, that doesn't mean there's two different gospels. It just means there's two different people, but the same gospel. And when you look into the Bible, you begin to recognize and realize and know that there is a God in heaven, and make no mistake about it. I'm glad that God has used his message, used the gospel, wherein he called you by our gospel. See, that's collectively speaking. Let me say to you that my gospel... Your gospel, our gospel, is but one gospel. And it's in a person. And his name is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm looking with great anticipation to the soon coming again of the Lord. I hope you're that way as well. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to say thank you for loving us even while we were unlovable. I'd ask your blessings now upon these that have gathered here tonight. Be with those that could not be. Lord, you know every need we have. May you meet every need according as our hope and faith be in